In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could join us. And thanks to Malik Rozier talking to us in our first segment. Also, Coach Kevin Claxton from Boyd Anderson. The Cobras are hoping to tap into the community like they had during the Asante Samuel days. And they've had a lot of talent out there, and hopefully that the Cobras can turn things around. Speaking about turning things around, this time of year, everybody's kind of looking at these preseason polls and the rankings, and certainly Max Preps came out with their top 25 preseason poll over the weekend. And I'll tell you what, one of my favorite guests all the time is somebody who brings it strong, and somebody who is into this from coast to coast, very knowledgeable, well-read, and he understands the culture of high school football. We welcome in Zach Poff to our show this evening. Zach, thanks so much for taking the time, and I know you had a busy weekend.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, I love jumping on and chopping up South Florida high school football with you, man. Yeah, went out to Denver for some UFC fights, so it was a fun little weekend, but back to the grind today, man. We came out with our preseason top 100 today, and state of Florida well-represented. It had 15 teams total, so.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Plus, you know, you take a look at the upper crust. Obviously, Mater Dei last year was the third-ranked team. They lost to Bosco. Bishop Gorman, undefeated, was the number one team last year. They come in at two. And then IMG Academy, undefeated last year. Obviously, another powerhouse this year. And then St. John Bosco, who will see Bishop Gorman and St. John Bosco here for the Broward County Showcase, which, I'll tell you what, Zach, it's become one of the premier events in the nation because of your top 10 teams. There's four of them that'll be playing on those couple of days, with Milton obviously and Bosco and Chaminade Madonna. So it's become a tournament that is grabbing the entire nation, and you guys are very fortunate to have a lot of these teams in it. And talk about Mater Dei. What makes them so special? Do they return a lot of players? I mean, are there key kids coming in?
Yeah, and first of all, too, yeah, I couldn't agree more. The Broward Showcase is by far the best football showcase in the country. I mean, it features the best teams from Florida taking on the best teams all over the country. Hopefully, Mater Dei will get in it next year. I know they've been trying to get Mater Dei each year, but their schedule's been filled out. But, yeah, you know, Mater Dei brings back a ton of talent. They added some key transfers. You know, Chris Henry Jr., the son of the late Chris Henry, transferred over from Cincinnati. He's the top player in 2026, in my opinion, the top-rated wide receiver on 24/7 Sports for that class. He's at Mater Dei now. They also added five-star offensive tackle Cody Green from up in Washington. And Dash Bailey, now new quarterback, he takes over there too. So they've added some key guys along with returning a lot of talent. So, I mean, for me, Mater Dei is the most complete team in the country. They have a great offensive line, great front seven, very talented secondary, and a lot of playmakers to get the ball to. So I think they were well-deserved to be that number one team. You brought up Bishop Gorman, too, though. They play Bishop Gorman on September 6th, so there's a very good chance that'll be one versus two. But both teams have some tough games before getting to that September 6th date, so we'll see if they're both undefeated by that point, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Bishop Gorman, before we get into some of our local teams, let's take a look at some of the teams that are going to be in that Classic. Bishop Gorman, obviously a beast. Talk about them.
Oh, yeah. They got a new quarterback this year, so we'll see how things play out there. But they return everybody in the offensive line. They were great in the trenches last year. They have the best offensive line, in my opinion. I know Miami fans are going to love SJ Lofatuli. He's a four-star offensive guard and plays center. He can pretty much play any position on the offensive line, so very versatile. He just committed to Miami recently. They also got a recent Oregon commit. They also got Douglas Utu as a Tennessee commit, so they got a lot of beef on the offensive line. They actually have seven guys on the offensive line that are rated as three-star recruit or higher, so even the backups are very talented on the offensive line. So I expect Bishop Gorman to be very, very good this year. They got a lot of good playmakers, but it all starts in the trenches for Gorman. And I can't wait for that game. You know, you brought out the Broward County Showcase. That's going to be a fun one, man. The last time they played St. Thomas Aquinas, it was that crazy game that went to, 2-3 overtimes?
Yeah.
And I think we might get another classic there because, you know, Roger Harriott always has his group ready to go. I mean, anytime you can win five consecutive state titles, you're doing things right.
Yeah, no doubt. What about St. John Bosco?
Yeah, it's kind of the same with them as Bishop Gorman. They got to replace quarterback, running back, but they have a very good offensive line. They return all five starters on the offensive line, and they also have one of the best defensive lines. So I think the offense might start a little slow, but they got a great defense, so that's going to keep them in games early, allow the offense to kind of get a rhythm as the season progresses. But like you said, man, that Broward County Showcase, we're going to bring it up every time we get a chance. They're going to take on Ramadan Madonna. And that's another team I'm looking forward to this year. You know, they lost, obviously, Jeremiah Smith in a very talented 2024 class, but they added some ballers transfer-wise, bring back a lot of talent. I'm looking forward to that game. There should be a lot of fireworks in that one.
Yeah, you mentioned Chaminade. I mean, it's a team that lost seven Power Four kids. That's pretty impressive. I mean, you know, I mean, their entire backfield, North Carolina, NC State, you mentioned Ohio State, you got Miami, you got Pitt, you got Washington State, a kid went to, too. So you got a lot of players coming back. And then St. Thomas Aquinas, a team that we, you know, obviously you say five straight state championships. They're a team that's up there every year. They're solid, well-coached. Their offensive line is really, really good. New running back, the kid Weitsch comes over from Cardinal Gibbons. Yeah. Same quarterback in Indorf. Talk about them.
Yeah, and they got a special group of 2026 and 2027 guys also too. So, you know, Aquinas, they're going to be really good this year again. And you know, that's a big game right off the bat against Bishop Gorman. If they can win that game, you'll see Aquinas make a big jump. You know, they start the year at number 11, but if they take down number 2, you'll see them jump into the top 5. So that's going to be a big test for them early. I know they want to get that win because last year they came up short against St. John Bosco. And when you win those out-of-state and those national matchup games, those are really the ones that are going to be the ones that hold the most impact towards later in the season when you want to make your case on why you should be number 1. So if they can get that statement win early, that's going to be huge for Roger Harriott.
I agree. Zach Poff joining us, Max Preps, the best there is, does a tremendous job. What about Miami Central? They missed out on the state championship game for the first time in five years, lost to Norland twice, once in overtime. Norland went and lost in the state championship game. Coach Jube Joseph said, hey, we're not going to recruit locally. We're going to recruit nationally. Seven kids from outside the state of Florida. Talk about them.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, man, is people always say, how is a team that lost four games last year in your top 25 to start this year? Because that's the people that aren't watching the games. All those games they lost were winnable games for Miami Central, too. I mean, the two against Norland, there's a good chance they could have won that. They had a really good chance to win in Vegas against Bishop Gorman. So they were in every game, even the Chaminade.
And Chaminade, that Chaminade came right down to the wire.
Yeah, I mean, a missed field goal to tie it up, so... But, you know, you brought it up, and they had a lot of transfers, but they also bring back a very talented group. Amari Wallace, Miami commit, loved him. He's been a stud ever since he stepped on the field for the Rockets. Ezekiel Marcelin, one of the more underrated linebackers in the class of 2025. That guy's been making plays since he was a freshman. You know, Stephen Mora, a class of 2028 prospect, he's one of the best. He'll probably be in the mix to be the number one overall recruit in that class when it's all said and done. They got a very talented group. Yeah.
He's a great middle school wrestler, too.
Yeah, right. And they got a great group of wide receivers, man. I love Khalil Sterling. They got Montgomery coming in. Jaden Ford at running back. That guy's a stick shift guy. He's very shifty out of the backfield. So they're loaded. I expect Miami Central to, you know, have a chance to run the table this year. They got a very special group.
No doubt. Zach, let everybody know how they can follow you, because we're going to have you on a bunch before the season starts, maybe before the class, the showcase. We'll kind of break down all the teams prior to the showcase. But let everybody know how they can follow you on a daily basis. You do a tremendous job.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, just follow Max Preps on I guess it's called X now. And you can follow me on Twitter also, Zach_Poff_MP. So, yeah, just give us a follow. Looking forward. We'll have a lot of preseason coming out from now until Hawaii kicks off in 25 days. So that's really when the 2024 high school football season will get going. So we'll be coming out with a lot of cool preseason stuff. I got to ask you too, Larry, who are you taking to the Home Run Derby tonight?
No, man, I don't know. I was looking the whole darn thing. I'll be on. I have the podcast right during it tonight, so I'll have to watch it. Why, who you got?
I'm going with the polar bear, man. I'm rocking with Pete Alonso. I can't go against that guy in the Home Run Derby. So I'm rooting for Teoscar, though. You know me, I got that Dodger blue in me. So I'm hoping Teoscar Hernandez pulls off the upset. So we'll see.
Well, being a Met fan, I'm not gonna argue with you. So it's a good thing. Zach, I can't thank you enough, brother. We'll plug into you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. You're the best.
You are too. Zach Poff from Max Preps ends the first hour. Please do not go away. Four great guests coming up.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.